啊，腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter
3. 啊，十三节。
Verse 13.
在这里保罗说啊，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事情，又是忘记背后努力面前。十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我得来的奖赏。十三节，十五节。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。保罗在这里在勉励我们的信仰生活。
Here Paul encourages us of our faith in our lives.
说我们中间的完全人要存这样的心。
He says that the people, we should have such a heart.
那这样的心是什么？
What kind of heart is this?
就是保罗的心。
It is the heart of Paul.
所以我们效法保罗，像他效法耶稣。
Like we imitate Paul, just as he imitates Christ.
那保罗的心是什么心？
So what is the heart of Paul?
十三节我们读过的。
And it's verse 13.
说只有一件事情，就是忘记背后，努力面前。
And that is one thing, that is forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
我们知道保罗在写腓立比书的时候，已经是他传道的末期。
We know that when Paul wrote Philippians, it's at the end of his ministries.
这个应该是差不多到公元五六十年了。
It's probably A.D. 50 or 60.
但是我们可以看到保罗这种灵里面那种追求的欲望非常的强。
And we can see that Paul has a strong desire to pursue the spiritual realm.
这是值得我们来效法的。
And this is something that we should emulate.
那在灵里面要追求需要常常有一种不满足感。
So in order to pursue in spirit, we need to have a sense of lacking.
所以这个十三节他说，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
So in verse 13, he says, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是保罗对自己属灵的现况他没有在那个地方满足。
And that is that Paul is not satisfied with his spiritual condition at the time.
如果我们画一个图表来看一个人属灵的成长。
If we draw a diagram to see the progression of one's faith.
刚刚开始的时候这个非常的这样，这个好像股票这样很高，一直往上爬。
Perhaps it's like the stock market and it goes in an upward trend.
大概经过三五年。
But perhaps after 3 to 5 years.
那我们就停了。
And it probably will just stabilize in a horizontal line.
那下一次我们再进步的时候，可能是遇到困难。
And next time when we improve our spirituality, it's when we encounter difficulties.
我们努力祷告，热心追求神，信仰又再往上爬。
And that we pray very hard and our faith will go up again.
但是一个人要常常在很平安的时候，信仰会一直进步这个需要常常自我提醒。
For a person to grow in their faith when they are at peace, they need to have a cultivation daily.
当保罗说我不是以为自己已经得着，我们想那个时候他的属灵的情况是什么？
So let us think about when Paul said, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of, what is the spiritual condition at the time?
有时候我们信主久了，好像信仰没有什么事情，就是住一聚会，抱着圣经来坐一坐就回去，好像这样就是信仰的全部。
Sometimes in our faith, we come to church and bring our Bible and then we come to worship, and it seems like our faith is stabilized and stagnant in such a format.
这个是因为我们对神的无知，也是因为对自己的无知。
Because we are ignorant of ourselves and ignorant of God.
所以我们觉得我们已经得着了。
So we consider ourselves having taken hold of.
但是保罗说我不是已经得着了。
But Paul says I have considered not yet to have taken hold of.
在腓立比书里面我们可以看到保罗非常的超越。
In Philippians we can see that Paul has surpassed.
好像一头老鹰超越。
It's as if he's an eagle and he has surpassed.
那我们现在比较保罗在这个写腓立比书那个时候的情况，我们其实已经还是差很远很远。
So when we consider when Paul wrote Philippians, and it seems that he had gone very far.
第一章描写保罗超越苦难。
And the first chapter talks about how Paul has surpassed sufferings.
在苦难中他不会埋怨。
In suffering, he does not complain.
但进一步在苦难中他可以看到苦难的好处。
On the contrary, in suffering, he sees the benefits of suffering.
是叫福音兴旺。
And that is to advance the gospels.
在苦难当中他可以喜乐。
And in his sufferings, he can be joyous.
这个是相当超越的灵性。
This is actually a surpassing kind of faith.
所以他可以从监牢里面写出一个非常丰盛生命的书信，安慰很多在苦难当中的人。
So in prison, he can write such an emotional and encouraging letter to the people who read the letter.
本来保罗在监牢里面是应该被安慰的才对。
Paul should have been the one to be comforted.
但是在监牢里面写信来安慰别人。
Yet in jail, in prison, he actually wrote the letter to comfort others.
因为他灵性很丰盛，就能够超越，所以才能够唱出喜乐的歌声来安慰其他受苦的人。
Because he's abundant in his spirituality, he's able to be rejoiced and he's able to surpass.
那我们每一个人遇到的苦难不太一样。
Everyone encounters different difficulties.
有时候甚至苦难还没有临到，只是那个影子稍微遮到了，我们就开始忧虑了。
Perhaps this suffering has not yet come. It's only the shadow of it, and we start becoming worried.
哇，公司开始裁员了，现在祷告就开始迫切起来，因为有个阴影。
We know that if our company start to lay off people, then there's a shadow, and we start praying harder.
哦，或者说我们的健康，哎，好像不太对了。
Or our health is declining.
那我们的心就开始动了。
And our hearts are moved.
哦，所以我们很容易被苦难影响。
So we are often influenced or easily influenced by our sufferings.
那我们就知道保罗真的灵性那个时候很高。
So we could see that Paul's spirituality is very high.
第二点。
Second.
保罗超越生死。
He has actually surpassed life and death.
他说我在两难之间。
He says, I am caught in between.
我不晓得是死好呢还是活好呢。
I do not know whether it's better to live or to die.
我想这个问题很少存在我们的心里面。
I think that not a lot of us actually think about this question.
我们大家都想要活。
We all want to live.
但是为什么保罗可以超越生死？
So why was Paul able to surpass his living and death?
他觉得死很好，因为我很有把握，我可以跟基督同在。
He was very confident that it's okay for him to die because he can be with Christ.
那这是好得无比，这是世界上比找不到的。
And this is more better than anything in the world.
所以死对他来讲不但是不可怕，而且死是一件好的事情。
So death to him is not fearful, and to him actually it's something good.
因为与天父同在，这有什么不好？
Because he can be with Heavenly Father, how wonderful would this be?
那活着也不错。
It's also good to live.
所以第一章二十五节说，我活着，我就能够让你们在信心上又长进又喜乐。
So Paul in verse 25, Philippians chapter 1 says, if he continues to live, then he can see the progression of their joy in the faith.
所以我知道，我在患难中我不会死，因为神还有工作，所以活着也很好。
So even though he's in suffering, he is not discouraged, and it's good for him to live.
所以保罗不是因为怕死而想活。
And Paul, he does not want to die because he's afraid to live.
保罗是因为他活着啊，可以让人信仰进步，能够造就人荣耀神，所以他觉得活下去也不错。
Paul wants to live because he can edify other people of their faith, and he can benefit other people and advance the gospel. That's why he wants to live.
那这样就超越了，死好，活也不错。
So this actually is his perspective on surpassing life and death.
那这个今天呢，我们也真的是需要追求。
In this sense, this is something we need to pursue.
第三个，保罗的超越就是超越世界。
The third surpassing point is that he surpasses the world.
所以他有说，第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因为我也认识主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为着得着基督。所以保罗已经超越世界。
So here says that Paul has surpassed this world.
对我们现在一般很注重的名利享受，对保罗来讲已经超越了。
What we consider like the pleasure of this world, Paul has surpassed all these.
这个是粪土。
He considered them rubbish.
那为什么他能够把这个人觉得很重要的，他觉得这个是粪土？
Why does he think something that's important as rubbish?
因为他已经看到更宝贵的。
Because he sees something even more precious.
就是认识主耶稣基督。
And that is knowing Christ Jesus.
那用主的好来比较世界的好，世界是粪土。
If we were to compare the goodness of Christ to the goodness of world, and of course this world is seemed to be the rubbish.
所以什么时候我们真的会不会贪爱世界？
So when will we consider, when will we not lust after this world?
当我们达到一个程度，我们真的感受到基督是至宝的时候，世界就变粪土。
When we reach a point in which we think that Christ Jesus is the treasure, then we will see everything else as rubbish.
那说不要贪爱世界就自然，这个是很自然的。
So when we say that we will not lust after this world, this becomes natural to us.
但是我们对基督的那种认识跟体验没有达到那个程度，多多少少我们还会贪爱世界。
But if we have not reached that point of acknowledging God and knowing God, then we will still lust after this world.
所以保罗他说世界是粪土，他已经超越世界。
So Paul says that he considered this world rubbish. He has surpassed the world.
那一个这么灵性这么高的保罗，他说我不是觉得自己已经得着。
In such a high spirit, spirituality, Paul still said that he does not consider that he has taken hold of.
所以主耶稣在八福里面就这样说。
So Jesus in the Beatitude said,
虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the meek.
天国的是他的。
The heaven is theirs.
心灵贫穷的人有福了。
Those who are poor in the spirit are blessed.
那是永远觉得自己不满足。
And they often think that they're dissatisfied with themselves.
有一次我在读一篇文章。
One time I read an article.
这做参考了哈。
This is for reference.
他说哈佛的精神是什么？
What is the spirit of being a Harvard student?
他里面在提到，他有一点结论就是永远觉得自己不够。
And there's a conclusion. It is that you always think of yourself inadequate or not enough.
那这样你就会虽然毕业了，你还会一直在进修，一直在往前走。
So that even after you graduate, you will still continue and try to improve yourself.
那在这里啊，保罗的精神就是不是觉得自己已经得着了。
So here Paul's spirit is that not having taken hold of yet.
那这里说我有一件事情，只有一件事情。
And he said, "There's only one thing."
我们人生啊，好多事情啊。
There's so many things in our lives.
所以我们常常啊，就是心里很复杂，因为太多事情了。
There's so many things that's caught it between in our lives.
但是保罗把这个很多的事情摆到最后，优先顺序一摆，到最后只有一件事情。
And among all these different things, Paul actually organized it, and everything else is behind this one priority.
就是要朝标杆直跑。
And it is straining towards what is ahead.
因为他不满足，所以他要往标杆直跑。
Because he does not consider himself having taken care of, he wants to press towards the goal.
那今天呢，我们要有这种心智。
Today we need to have such an attitude.
我们看这个列王记下第六章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
第一节
Verse 1.
第六章第一节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1.
先知的门徒对以利沙说，看啊，我们同你所住的地方过于狭窄。第二节。
Verse 2.
求你容我们约旦河去的各从那里取一根木料来建造房屋居住。他说你去吧。这个地方啊，说先知的门徒来问以利沙。
Here says that the company of prophets came to Elisha.
那说我们住的地方太狭窄了。
Says that the place that we live is too small for us.
我们仔细看哦，这个门徒啊就不满足啊，觉得自己住的太狭窄啊。
We can see that the followers of these prophets feel that they are not satisfied with the living space they have.
但是对先知以利沙来讲，他住这么久，他大概没有感觉，他也不会下命令叫他的门徒去取木料盖更大的房子。
And Elisha, having lived there for a long time, he doesn't think that it's actually small, and he doesn't tell his followers to go and build a bigger place.
但是如果这个房子我们把它想做教会，那就很好了。
But if we think of this house as church, then this is good.
不要把它想作物质的房子。
We don't think of this as the physical building.
我们对属灵的殿常常有不满足感。
If we have a sense of shortage for the temple of God.
觉得我们教会还不够好，我们可以更好。
And we feel that the church is not good enough and it can be better.
那我们就会想要做一些事情让教会更进步。
Then we want to do more things to help improve the church.
感谢神，我们搬到这个教会，当然我们也是一种对原来的教会这个硬体不满足感。
So thank God, after we move this church, it's also a reflection of our dissatisfaction of this church building.
因为过于狭窄，所以很多的活动都没有办法办。
Because it was too small, so we could not hold our activities.
所以我们对这个不满足感合于神的旨意，神就供给我们一个这么大好的会堂。
Because we have sense of lacking, so God provided such a big chapel for us.
那我们现在应该满足了。
So now we are satisfied.
但是我们在灵里面要有不满足感。
But in spirit, we always need to have a sense of lacking.
这个只是一个硬体。
This is our physical structure.
但是真正一个荣耀的教会不是这个硬体。
But a church glorious is not actually a physical structure.
是整个信徒的集合。
It's actually a congregation, the whole conglomerate of members.
所以我们现在要努力的就是把我们的教会建设一个荣耀的教会。
So we need to strive towards building a glorious church.
我们看北加州的教会。
Let us look at the Northern California
churches. 原来的母会是 Pacifica 教会。
The original church is Pacifica Church.
母会。Mother Church.
The Mother Church is Pacifica Church.
所以从 Pacifica 分出 San Jose.
And branching out from Pacifica is San Jose Church.
那我们现在以实际上的人力各方面来看。
If we look at the manpower of different churches.
我们现在北加州教会圣工要推展的母会是圣何西。
The advancement for this gospel for this Mother Church is San Jose Church.
因为我们这里人力最多。
Because we have most manpower.
一个很显然的就是我们这里派出很多人到处帮忙领会。
And what's most evident is that a lot of people, they would come from here, go to different places to lead.
所以如果我们圣何西教会这个教会在灵里面能够一直的成长，可以带动我们整个湾区的圣工的发展。
So if we can grow spiritually, the San Jose Church can grow spiritually and keep advancing this spread of this holy work.
所以我们对这种圣工的不满足感，不但可以兴旺我们本身，对我们整个区的圣工都会有关系的。
So the sense of lacking for the advancement of the holy work can help the whole church.
那这个门徒要说要盖更大的房子，那先知就说你们上山去取木料吧。
And so these followers, they asked the prophet and say they want to build a bigger house. And so Elisha said, go up to the mountain and get some wood.
每一个就上山去取木料。
And they all went up to get some wood.
所以我们让教会进步，我们每一个人要贡献力量。
So in order to advance the holy work, we need to all put in our efforts.
想说到底我能够为教会做什么。
We should tell ourselves what we can do for the church.
这样一起来努力。
We should all work together and strive towards the same goal.
可以看到教会一直在成长。
So we could see that the church will prosper.
好，我们回到腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn back to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
这里说要向着标杆直跑。
Here says that we need to press on towards the goal.
所以保罗的人生有一个理想，有一个目标。
So in Paul's life, he has a goal.
为什么这个这样重要？
Why is it so important?
我们从属世来看，再来看属灵。
Let us look at the world perspective, then the spiritual one.
我们知道苏联发射第一个太空船以后美国有一个目标，就是要赶上苏联。
We know that after the Soviet Union, they sent out their first satellite rocket. America has a goal now.
所以第一步就是改变，我们在小学里面的新数学，就开始有新数学出来。
So in the elementary schools, there is actually a reform for new teaching of how to teach math.
那我们常常看一个太空船要送到月球去，要花了几亿的美金
If we carefully analyze this, in order to send a rocket to space, how much money or million or billions of dollars need to be spent?
有的人就想说这些钱用来办教育社会福利不是很好吗？
And some people think that isn't it better for this money to be put in the educational purpose?
好像这个理想是浪费的。
It's as if this goal was wasted.
但是美国太空工程的理想带动通讯。
But then this movement in the aeronautic in the America, actually, they transformed the telecommunication.
它带动医学。
And the medicine area.
带动电脑。
And the computer.
因为这个太空是最精密的，所以这个理想本身是整个美国科技往上提。
So this whole goal in the aeronautic in this space actually transformed the whole America.
那我们再看属灵上。
So let's look at spiritual.
我们如果教会没有一个标杆，
if the church does not have a goal,
就是我们要把教会带到什么程度，
that is to bring the church to a certain level.
那没有标杆，我就不会进步了。
If there's no goal, then there's no improvement.
我们就一天一天聚完会就完了，就结束了。
And it's after each service, then it's a normal service.
但是有标杆，我们就要直跑啊，直跑就是要努力。
But if there's a goal we need to strive towards ahead, that means we need to put more effort.
当然努力就是辛苦啊。
And if we want to strive towards this goal, we need to put more effort and toil.
我们有标杆，你就发现有压力。
When you have a goal, then you have pressure.
因为你要往达到那个程度去。
Because you want to reach this goal or the standard.
但是这样才会进步啊。
But then it's through a goal we have improvement.
世界上哪个地方没有压力？
Is there a place in the world that where there's no pressure?
非洲。
Africa.
你要睡觉也可以，什么都可以。
You can sleep and you can do anything you want.
但是十年前去，你在十年后再去，没有什么进步。
If you go to Africa 10 years ago versus today, there's no improvement.
他也没有理想啊，他也没有压力啊。
There's no goal and there's no pressure.
他也不会进步啊。
So there's no improvement.
所以这个我们在负担教会的圣工啊，有一点压力，这是好的。有理想就有压力。
So when we take on the servitude or serving the Lord in holy work, it's actually good that we have some pressure.
那我们靠神，去圣工就进步了。
And we will rely on the Lord and to improve our servitude.
所以我们需要有标杆，有一个目标。
So we need to have a goal.
我们要把教会带到哪里？要有一个目标。
We need to have a goal to take the place our church to a certain level.
那我们再从我们个人的灵修来看。
So if we look at our own spirituality,
我们人生也要有一个标杆。
In our own lives, we should have a goal.
有个目标。
A goal.
那保罗这个标杆是什么？
So what is Paul's goal?
在下面的一句话就说，要得耶稣基督从上面召我得来的奖赏。
And it is to obtain the prize in which God has called him.
所以很显然的，保罗这个标杆是在上面的。
And it's very evident that Paul's goal is in the heavenly kingdom.
所以保罗啊，人是活在世界，但是他的心是在上面。
For Paul, his heart actually, physical body is on earth, yet his heart is in the heaven.
他的目标是在灵界，在上面。
And his goal is spiritual, and that is above.
那为什么这个很重要？
So why is this important?
为什么我们不强调信耶稣今生的好处就好，一直要强调上面的看不见的？
So why do we not emphasize only on the goodness of the blessing of this earth, but we emphasize also on the goodness of heavenly kingdom?
我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
三十七节
，verse 37。
二十四章三十七节
，chapter 24 verse 27。
这里说挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也是怎样。三十八节
，38。
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。三十九节
，39。
不知不觉洪水来，就把他们全部都冲去了。人子降临也要这样。这里说人子降临也要这样。
Here says that this is how it will be for the coming of the Son of Man.
主耶稣降下来要跟挪亚的日子一样。
When Jesus comes second time, it will be like the coming of son, Noah, the flood came.
那挪亚的日子是怎样呢？
And how was the days of Noah?
三十八节说洪水以前的日子人 39节，不知不觉洪水来了。
In verse 38, in the days of the flood, in verse 39, that people did not know that this would happen.
那圣经里面告诉我们说，挪亚自从神告诉他洪水来的时候，他只做两件事情。
And the Bible tells us that when Noah knows about this coming of flood, he did two things.
第一件事情，造方舟。
First thing is he built the ark.
第二件事情，传警告。
Second is that he spread the warning.
他造方舟造了很久，可能上了百年了。
He actually built the ark, probably taking hundreds of years.
所以可能他传警告也差不多传了一百年。
So he probably actually spread this warning for about 100 years or more.
那对当时世代的人怎么会不知不觉呢？
So how could they say that they knew nothing about it?
挪亚传这么久，怎么人会不知不觉呢？
So Noah has been spreading for so long. How could they not know anything about this?
就三十八节答案。
The answer is in 38.
洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying.
直到挪亚进方舟的日子。
Until the day that Noah entered the ark.
吃喝，这是神给我们的恩典。
Being able to drink and eat is a blessing from God.
饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
We're filled in our stomach in this, and we are satisfied. This is a blessing.
那嫁娶，这也是好的。
And marrying, and this is good also.
那为什么圣经要特别讲挪亚的日子人照常吃喝嫁娶呢？
So why does the Bible says in the days of Noah people are drinking, eating, marrying?
就是他生活的目标是吃喝嫁娶。
Because it reflects their goal in life and that is to marry and eat and drink.
你仔细看，你如果很注意专看一点，其他地方你都看不到。
If you are so focused on one point, you will not see your surrounding.
所以当时的人整个生活的目标对准吃喝嫁娶。
So at the time, people's focus in their lives is just to eat, drink, and marry.
所以挪亚传警告变成啊，什么？听而不闻是声音有听到的，但是心里没有感受，不知不觉。
So they did not heed to the warning of Noah, even though they heard it, they did not take heed.
那今天也是一样。
Today's the same.
如果我们没有一个属灵的目标
，If we do not have a spiritual goal,
我们在这个忙碌的世代里面呢，一下就。你就会不知不觉，最属灵上不知不觉。
In such a busy world, then we will lose ourselves in this world.
因为你一旦心专注世界，灵里面就不知不觉。
If we're too focused in this world, then we will not know that we have already lost ourselves.
所以我们需要一个标杆。
So we need to have a goal.
有一个目标。
A goal for ourselves.
我们看这个挪亚，这个亚伯兰的例子。
Let us look at the example of Abraham.
先看希伯来书的十一章。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 9.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客旅，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样。这里讲啊，亚伯拉罕在迦南地的生活。
Here talks about the life of Abraham in the land of Canaan.
他说他在迦南地好像做客人，在住帐篷。
Here it says that Abraham lives in the land of Canaan like a stranger in a tent.
如同以撒、雅各一样。
As did Isaac and Jacob.
我们知道雅各搬以撒搬到别示巴做三件事情，里面的一个就是支搭帐篷。
And we know that he moved to Beersheba, and he did three things, and one of them is to build an altar.
那亚伯拉罕在迦南地生活很简单。
And the life is very simple in the land of Canaan.
支搭帐，居住帐篷。
He lived in tents.
然后他的心态好像做客人。
And his attitude was that of a strange foreigner.
那为什么亚伯拉罕的生活是这样？
Why was Abraham's life this way?
第十节
Verse 10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
For he was looking forward to the city with foundation, whose architect and builder is God.
所以神应许他这块地是牛奶与蜜之地。
So God actually promised him the land of milk and honey.
那是指的真的物质那一块迦南地。
And that is the physical land of Canaan.
是非常丰富的。
And it's abundant.
但是神的话都是相关的。
But of course, God is comparing.
那迦南亚伯兰进到那一块地以后
，After Abraham entered that land,
他的信心有一个很大的进步。
His faith improved.
他已经看到那牛奶与蜜的那一块地是 那一座神所经营那一座城。
And he has seen that the city laid by God, this the architect which is God.
哦，所以后面再讲啊，啊，他说如果人想要回到所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
And he said later on that there is still opportunity for people to go back to their own homeland.
16节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，是在天上的。
And 16, but they long for a better country, a heavenly one.
这个就是保罗的标杆。
And so this is a goal of Paul.
就是他人生的目标。
And this is a goal for his life.
那一旦我们人呢，对准了这个目标。
So once when everyone has this one goal,
我发现生活很自然就变得很简单了。
Then our lives become simple.
因为你的注意力是在那里，你就生活就变成简单了。
Because your focus is on heavenly, then you will live simply on this earth.
所以属灵生活你不能够没有一个目标啊。
So in our spiritual life, we need to have a goal.
没有目标会迷失的。
We will become lost if we don't have a goal.
没有目标会生活越来越复杂。
If we don't have a goal, then we will have more complicated lives.
信仰会越来越没有力量。
We will have no strength in our faith.
当你目标专一，力量就出来。
When we have a focus for our faith, then we will have strength.
所以这是保罗的人生啊，这样标杆之跑就是从上面来的。
So this is like the life of Paul, and he constantly streams are towards this goal.
我们是天上的国民。
We are the citizens of heavenly kingdom.
在地上做客旅。
And we are the travelers, sojourners of this earth.
我记得我第一次到非洲去。
I remember the first time I went to Africa.
我也带酱油，也带生力面食，两包。
I brought ramen noodles and I brought soy sauce.
哇，这个是太辛苦了。
This is too complicated.
哦，那后来那个都不带了。
Later on, I did not bring them.
哦，还带一个很大的 luggage.
And I brought a big luggage.
里面什么都有。
Everything is inside this
luggage. 也是非常不方便。
It was a very inconvenient.
越旅行越简单，现在只带一个 carry on.
So the more I travel, the simpler it gets. So now I only have a carry on.
蚊帐。
A tent.
一个草席
and I have a mat.
三套衣服
and three sets of change clothing.
一个拖鞋
and slippers.
牙膏牙刷
and of course toothbrush and toothpaste.
就这样就好了
and this is enough.
因为我去那边是做客人啊
because I go there to be actually a guest.
所以越简单越好
so it's better that I'm simple.
那我们在地上是客人啊。
We are actually sojourners on this earth.
我们真的的家是在天国。
Our real home is in heaven.
所以这个目标如果对准天国，你生活自然很简单。你要这么多要做什么
？So if our goal is towards the heaven, then what more do we need on this earth?
你又不是永远的住下来，你要这么多做什么
？We're not going to live here permanently, so why do we need that much?
甚至连钱也一样了。你钱太多，有时候你要做这么多做什么？你也吃不到这么多，你要做什么？
So it's the same with money. What can we do with so much money that we have?
够用，然后有那个能力来爱神爱人，这个是最好。
It is enough that we have sufficient amount and to be able to glorify God and help others.
所以我们生活人生要有一个目标。
So we need to have a goal in our lives.
我们生活就不会迷失，生活就会简单，灵里就会进步。
So we will not become lost and we will simplify ourselves and we will grow in our spirituality.
那我们先来看保罗怎么来向标杆直跑。
So let us see how does God strain towards this goal.
先看腓立比书第三章的十三节。
Let us look at Philippians chapter 3 verse 13.
就是我要忘记背后，努力前面。
And that is forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
这个两句都有互相关系的。
And these two phrases, they have a contrast.
如果我们没有办法忘记背后，我们很难努力前面。
They have a close relationship because if we don't forget what is behind, then we can't strain toward the future.
我们有看过那个世运会在跑那个一百公尺的。
We have seen the Olympics. They race for the 100-yard dash.
请问诸位，你有看过哪一个人跑到一半回头过来看还可以第一名？
I ask you, is there anyone who actually run the 100-yard dash and they turn themselves around and still get the first place?
他整个那个视线就是往终点看。
And their goal is actually towards the destination.
后面让他不会想到后面了。
They do not think what is behind.
那整个力量就是往前冲。
and their whole strength in their body is to strain forward.
这样才能够第一啊。
So they can be number one.
那我们在跑属灵的路也是一样，要忘记背后。
The same with our spiritual journey in race, we need to forget the past.
那我们现在在想，那保罗的背后是什么？他所谓忘记背后，他那个背后对他来讲指的什么？
So Paul said, forgetting what is behind to Paul?
我们来看腓立比书的第三章。
Let us look at Philippians chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
其实我也可以靠肉体。若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我 可以靠肉，我更可以靠了。请读。请读。
Verse
4. 4, yeah, 第三章第四节。
Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else think he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他说他是第八天受割礼，我是便雅悯族的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。所以律法上来讲，我是法利赛人。第六节。就热心上来，我是逼迫教会；就律法上的义来说，我是无可指摘的。
Verse 5.Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
在保罗还没有信耶稣以前
Before Paul believed in Christ,
他是法利赛人
He was a Pharisee.
主耶稣所称作使徒当中，大概只有保罗一个是法利赛人。
And all the disciples of Jesus, only Paul is a Pharisee.
这个是在当时社会里面呢、啊，有一点呢，是宗教的领导阶层，是有一点社会地位。
So at that time, that means that he's a leader in the society.
那热心上来说，我是逼迫教会的。
And if he is very fervent, he said that he persecutes the church.
所以保罗不是因为嫉妒在逼迫，他是因为犹太教太热心了，去逼迫教会的。
It's not because that he hates the Christianity is because of his zeal in his own belief that he persecuted the church.
那律法上来说，我是无可指摘的，律法每一条他都守啊。
And he is actually faultless in the legalistic laws.
那这个就是他在旧的这个信仰那个圈子里面是最重要的。
And in his old faith, he's in of law. He's actually the most important figure.
但是现在他进到基督里面了。
Now he has entered Christ.
那个就变成不重要了。
That becomes unimportant.
那如果他一直讲我过去是法利赛人，我过去是公会的议员，我过去是热心，那个就会绊倒他在保天国路。
So if he constantly think back that he was actually a very important figure, a Pharisee, someone important in his society, then it will become a hindrance to his journey towards heavenly kingdom.
那第四节他把这个刮一句，说这个叫做肉体。
In verse 4, he says, flesh.
那他这我如果我们看英文节啊，第四节他是说，如果靠着肉体有 confidence 就有信心。
And he says that if he puts his confidence in the flesh.
如果有人靠肉体能够自夸有这个自信心，那我可以更有自信心，因为我比任何一个人都好。
So he said that if he put confidence in the flesh, and that is good enough, then he has more.
那这种靠肉体的自信心是奔跑属灵天国路的绊脚石，所以要忘记啊。
So this confidence in the flesh is actually a hindrance to us pursuing the heavenly kingdom.
那今天这个讲什么？
What is this saying?
我们在世界上有一些事情会让我们产生自信心。
There are some things in this world will cause us to have confidence.
但是有的人就用这个自信心要来服侍神。
And they feel they want to use a self-confidence to serve the Lord.
这个很危险的。
This is dangerous.
如果没有把那个肉体的把它忘掉哦，会绊脚石。
If we do not forget the fleshly confidence, then it will become a hindrance for us.
也因为我修养很高。
Because I have high, I know a lot.
所以我想这一项圣工我能够承担。
So I can actually take on this holy work.
我能力很强，公司爬到什么职位，我想教会什么职位我可以担。
I have good abilities and that I can take on more responsibilities.
那个是肉体啊，是这个那个勇敢那个信心是从世界来的，那个叫做肉体。
And that kind of confidence and bravery comes from flesh.
所以有时候我们在看呢，圣工在发展，有人讲话很勇敢。
And we know that when the gospel is prospering, then some people will be very bold in their speech.
有时候我就想，
Sometimes I think，
如果这个人生病了，
If this person fall ill，
他还会这样讲话吗？
Will they still speak in such a way？
如果这个人破产了，钱都没有了，
If this person goes into bankruptcy，
他会这样讲吗？
And lost everything，
如果这个人啊，公司的抬头被贬值了， 被解雇了。
And he got, or he got laid off, or he got demoted.
他对圣工的讲，会用这种言语跟口气在讲吗？
And when he does holy work, well, he uses the same attitude of speech.
所以我们就发现，常常我们在属灵上的勇敢是从世界来的。
So sometimes we discover that sometimes our bravery and confidence and spirituality actually comes from the flesh.
这个要忘记，这个没有忘记哦，在服事上会绊脚了。
We need to forget this, or else it becomes a blocking stone for us.
你看保彼得说我要跟你一起死。
Paul says I will die. Peter says I will die with you, Lord.
因为是身体很健康啊。
He's very healthy.
一刀一来就把这个大祭司耳朵就烧掉。
And he used a sword to actually shave off the ear of one of the servants.
但是这个勇敢嘛，没有用的。
And there is no meaning to this bravery.
但是真的要他勇敢跟主耶稣一起钉十字架的时候，他拿不出来，他没有办法牺牲。
When it's time for him to be confident and be able to die with the Lord, yet he lost confidence.
所以我们在世界上有成就，这是神的恩典。
If we have any confident, if we have any status in this world, it's God's blessing.
但是我们很怕这个世界上所带来的自信心带到教会要来服侍神。
But we are very scared of this confidence that we have in this world and bring it to the church.
没有办法完全谦卑的依靠神。
And we're not able to be totally humble to serve the Lord.
这个会绊脚圣工的发展。
And so this will be stumbling block for the holy work.
忘记。
So we need to forget.
有时候甚至在属灵上也是一样。
And this applies to our spirituality.
当约书亚带领以色列百姓在攻耶利哥。
When Joshua led the Israelites to attack the city of Jericho,
他新上任，他何等的怕啊！连摩西也鼓励他不要怕，百姓也鼓励他不要怕，神也出声告诉他不要怕。
And Moses said, "Do not be afraid." Even God told him not to be afraid.
那现在遇到耶利哥这么大
，And they have seen the city of Jericho is a huge city.
那耶和华就显大元帅，坚定他信心。
And Jehovah actually sent a great commander to strengthen his faith.
所以攻耶利哥简单到人理性没有办法接受。
So the attacking and the defeat of city of Jericho is actually not in anyone's logical reasoning.
你就这样绕七天，第七天绕七天大叫，他就倒了。
If you circle around the city for seven times on the seventh day, you shout, and the whole city will collapse.
那个时候他就约柜在前面。
And the ark was in front.
神走在前面。
God was actually in the front.
好，耶利哥攻倒了。
And the city of Jericho collapsed.
现在有一个自信心。
Now they are full of confidence.
你再看他去攻耶爱城。
Now let's go see Israelites attacking city of Ai.
他有没有求问神？
Did they ask God?
没有求问神啊。
They did not.
啊，随便了，送几个去就可以了，因为耶利哥都倒了。
They did not care too much, so they sent only a couple of soldiers, and they were defeated.
所以我们在灵里面，当我们完成神的工作以后，那一种自信心呢，有时候很危险的。
So in spirituality, when we have completed God's work, we have built up certain confidence, and that can be dangerous.
因此我们要忘记背后。
So therefore, we need to forget what is behind.
这个从肉体来的，要忘掉。
We need to forget what is from of flesh.
甚至我们在灵里面的成就要忘掉，归荣耀给神。
We also need to forget the accomplishment in the spirit.
这样才能够努力前面。
Therefore, we can strive a strain towards our goal.
才能够往标杆直跑。
And go towards our goal.
那这个背后又代表什么
？So what does behind mean?
我们来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let us look at First Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
好，十三章，十三节。
Verse 13.
从前我是亵渎神的，是逼迫人，是侮慢人的，然而我还是蒙怜悯，是因为我不信不明白的所做的。十六、十四节。
Verse 14.
并且主的恩是格外的丰盛，是我在基督里有信心和爱心。这里保罗在形容他自己是罪人。
Here Paul describes himself as a sinner.
在十六节说他是罪人的头。
And in verse 16 he says he's the chief of all the sinners.
他如果没有蒙拯救，将来他的刑罚是很深的。
He says that if he had not been saved, then his punishment would be great.
但是他信耶稣以后，他没有一直停留在过去那一种 逼迫耶稣那种悲情里面。
After he believed in Christ, he did not remain in the tragic of the persecution which he did before.
他对神满心感谢，然后朝着标杆直跑，我一生要努力的爱神、服侍神，这样来对得起他。
He was full of thanksgiving and he was straining towards a goal, and that is to be worthy of God's love.
彼得否定耶稣三次。
Peter denied Jesus three times.
他吐去痛哭了。
And he wept bitterly.
但是彼得没有一次停留在他这个软弱啊，哦，没有前进。
But Peter did not become stagnant in this bitterness and did not move forward.
五旬节到了。
At the day of Pentecost,
他被圣灵充满。
He was actually filled with the Holy Spirit.
他就往前去。
He strained towards what is ahead.
用神给他的目标去努力，标杆。
And to put effort in what the goal that God has commissioned him to do.
今天如果没有犯很严重的罪，得罪神。
Today, if we have committed a great sin and actually did not please God,
我们要相信神的慈爱。
We need to believe in God's mercy.
要在来到神面前完全的悔改。
We need to come before God and actually repent.
把我们的罪交托给神。
And actually leave our sin to God.
忘记背后。
To forget what is behind.
努力前面。
And strain what towards what is ahead.
用更爱主的生活，这样来报答神赦免我们罪的恩典。
And to love God even more, just to repay Him what He has given us.
你看那个妇人来到耶稣的背后。
There was a woman who came in front of Jesus.
她眼泪哭湿了耶稣的脚。
She wept until she wet Jesus' feet.
她的香膏倒在耶稣的身上。
And she poured perfume on Jesus' feet.
耶稣说她罪赦了。
And Jesus forgave her sins.
因为她的爱大。
Because her love is great.
所以啊，如果我们看到一个人过去犯了罪。
If we know someone has sinned in the past.
要鼓励他要彻底向神悔改。
We need to encourage this person to totally repent.
然后在神的爱。神的怜悯赦免的恩典之下要努力前面。
And in God's grace and mercy, they need to strain towards what is ahead.
要往标杆直跑，过一个新的生活。
They need to finish the race.
这样对自己对教会都有好处。
Go towards a goal. And this will be beneficial for the whole church and for the person.
所以保罗的人生是有标杆的。
So Paul's life has a goal.
他不是觉得已经得着了。
He does not think that he has already obtained.
忘记背后，努力前面。
Forgetting what is behind and straining towards ahead.
我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.